It's 5:30 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Radina Venceva. In the weather, it's a rainy 6 degrees outside our East York studios today. Now to the top story. The second suspect in the St. Clair and Runnymede bank robbery was caught early this morning. The hold-up squad arrested Linroy Jackson, 27, in his Toronto home and he's now being in custody. The arrest happened after police caught the first suspect, Andre Palmer, on Monday. In another police search, a man is wanted for stealing a very rare bottle of alcohol from an LCBO downtown store. The man allegedly stole a bottle of 50-year-old Glenfiddich single malt worth over $26,000, which is only 15 in Ontario and 50 in the world. According to the LCBO, this has been the most expensive theft ever from their stores. The man's white, 5'10", 35 to 45 years of age, with black framed glasses and clean-shaven. In other news, Toronto's executive committee postponed their meeting on transit funding for later in May. The committee voted 6-4 yesterday, along with Mayor Ford, to carry the debate over new taxes to be paid for expanding the transit. Ironically, the postponed date happens to be May 28th, which is one day after Metrolinx is scheduled to meet. And in international news, Taiwan reported its first case of the new lethal bird flu virus. The case comes from a person who recently returned from visiting China and is the first to have infected the H7N9 virus. And as the Toronto Star reports, the World Health Organization describes it as definitely one of the most lethal viruses we have seen so far. More than 300 people gathered for the unveiling ceremony of Jack Layton. Layton's widow, MP Olivia Chow, and Councillor Paula Fletcher opened the renamed street in East York. As Observer Radio News' Vera Korhani reports, the street is in honor of the late Toronto Danforth MP and former federal NDP leader.
There's a new street sign called Jack Layton Way. It's outside the new Bridgepoint Hospital in East York. The new road begins on St. Matthews Road and ends at the corner of Gerrard Street East and Broadview Avenue. It has been renamed after the former politician who died of cancer in 2011. Layton's widow, Olivia Chow, unveiled the street sign.
This is a tremendous campus. That jail sometime will be closed this year. People move, and so this healing campus will be being completed over the next 2 years, and Jack Layton Way will run through it all. It's really the right place because of the many different things that it touches, and they were all things Jack was very much involved in.
The street opening is only the beginning of the reconfiguration of the area. Within the next 2 years, there would be parkland, pathways, and streetscapes surrounding the new Children's Hospital. The area itself is in Jack Layton's old riding. Councillor Paula Fletcher believes the area showcases Layton's legacy.
It's the Jack Layton Way that we come and celebrate together, celebrate what we can do together now and in the future. And from a menacing jail of despair to a beautiful hospital that is about healing, that is so much Jack Layton Way, which is a way of love, hope, and optimism.
During the ceremony, Chow was given a replica of the street sign in order to remember the historic day. Vito Korhani, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And now in the world of sports. The Toronto Blue Jays defeated Baltimore 6-5 in the 11th inning. The Jays averted a three-game sweep and ended Baltimore's Orioles' run of consecutive extra inning victories at 17. Tomorrow they're to play against the New York Yankees at 7 in the evening. In hockey, the Leafs are getting closer to the playoffs. The Maple Leafs made their entry on Saturday when they won 4-1 over the Ottawa Senators. It's been 9 years since they made it to the playoffs, and tonight they're playing against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The game starts at 7. And in entertainment, Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber sure seem to be back together. The couple were spotted recently holding hands and attended a Lakers basketball game last week. Gomez, however, says she's not ready to commit yet, as she disclosed on the Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. For more stories, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Radina Venceva. Thanks for listening.